Dear brothers and sisters, we still in tafsir of the chapter of An-Nahl. And last week we were talking about the ayat related to the father of the Prophet, the amazing Prophet and Messenger, and from the powerful message, our Lord Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And we found how Allah Azza wa Jal described Ibrahim, and how Allah Azza wa Jal described him as he is a nation, and how he described him as the one who thanks Allah for his benefit and for his bounties, and how Allah Azza wa Jal guide him to the straight way until he became sign on the straight way. And Allah Azza wa Jal said how he gave him in goodness in the dunya, and of course he is the righteous in the akhirah. And how Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to Prophet Muhammad that follow the way of Ibrahim, follow the faith of Ibrahim, and he was inclining toward the truth, and he was not of those who associate anyone with Allah. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَا الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And after that, in Ayah 124, Allah Azza wa Jal gave us an example about the people who didn't follow the way of Ibrahim, the people who try to make tricks and deceive Allah Azza wa Jal, and this is impossible. And Allah said, إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ السَّبْتَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ, that Allah make the day of Saturday only pointed for the people who are differ around it. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي مَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُ, and Allah will judge between them on the day of restriction concerning that over which they used to differ, because everyone has a different thing about this day and about this group of people. And of course, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned this. Another question, the first question is Sayyidina Ibrahim, and the second question, the people who tried to deceive in Saturday, and the third people are the group of the Prophet Muhammad. And for those in Ayah 122, Allah ordered them clearly. Allah clarified to them what they should do. Allah told the Prophet, أُدْعُ إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good instruction, and argue with them in a way that is the best. Indeed, your Lord is most knowing of who has strayed from his way, and he is most knowing of who is guided. Allah knows who will go astray and who will guide it. And this ayah is very important ayah. This ayah told us about something that religion will not spread without it. The truth will not spread without it. And this is the calling to Allah, calling to the way of Allah, calling to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And this Sirat al-Mustaqim is the way of all Prophet and Messengers. Sirat al-Mustaqim is the way of all Prophet and Messengers. It is not the way of this Prophet or this Prophet. It is not the way for this group or this group. Not the way of this religion. It is, there is only one God, one Creator, and there is only one straight way. Whoever on this straight way will end in the Jannah, and whoever outside this straight way will be in the fire. And all the Prophet and Messengers from Adam alayhi salam till Noah, Abraham, Jesus, Moses, and the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of them will be on the straight way. And any person outside this straight way will be end to the fire. For this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal told us, call the people for the truth. Help the people. أُدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. So call, invite the people to the way of their Lord, but by wisdom. By wisdom, and wisdom is very important element in our Islam. Wisdom is very important thing in our Iman. Wisdom is very important in our life. We need wisdom in everything in this life. And Allah said, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةِ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Who Allah will provide him and give him the wisdom, that means Allah gave him a lot of khair, a lot of benefit. For this reason, the Muslim use the wisdom. The believer use the wisdom in his talking, in his acting, in his society, in his life, in everything. And unfortunately, nowadays, the Muslim forget this important thing in their life. Allah Azza wa Jal didn't mention the book and the teaching of the Prophet and the teaching of the divine book, except he say it with the wisdom that Allah taught them, the knowledge of the book and the wisdom. Of course, today the knowledge of divine book is very high knowledge. But if someone has this knowledge in Quran and he didn't have a wisdom, it will be big problem. It will be big problem. If someone calling to Allah without wisdom, it's better not to call. It's better not to call because the result will be very bad result. If he don't know how to talk with the people, if he don't know how to invite the people, if he don't know how to choose his sentences and his understanding, it will be big problem. For this reason, Allah order us and Allah start with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ud'u ila sabili rabbika. Call, invite the people to the way of your Lord. But how? With wisdom and good instruction, good talking, good speaking. And if you want or need to argue them in the best way. Not in a good way. Not in the best, in the best way. And al-Mufassirin told us that Allah Azza wa Jal here pointed us about three types of people. Three types of people. The first group of people, the people of reason, the people who are searching about the truth, the people who are thirsty to find the truth. Those people will accept it directly. And those people, you need to be wise with them. With those people, wise with them, because they are ready to understand. They are ready to accept the truth. They are ready to go on the straight way. For this reason, with those people, it is very important to be wise. And from the wisdom, there are another people who are looking and searching, but they are in a wrong way. They are not in a right way. For this reason, we need to advise them. For this reason, we need to tell them about the paradise, but about the punishment. We need to wake them up. So those people need to preach them and to tell them in good instruction, in good way, in nice way. But we have those people are lower than the first group. The third group who are want to argue, don't accept, fighting, refuse, those people, we argue them. But which way? We argue them in the best way. In the best way. And Allah knows who are accepting this and who don't accept this. Today, there is very important thing. Some people said, oh, suppose there is a person in Japan or there is a person in Honolulu or he didn't know anything about Islam. He didn't. And I told you that if someone study medicine, all the people in the medicine faculty are the neighbors of the university, or they are coming from all over the world. And they're going to the same, and they're studying, and they're searching until they find their college and their medicine faculty. Why for religion we don't care? Why for religion we didn't search and we didn't look and we didn't found the right way to find the truth? And this truth is the most important truth in our life. It is the most important thing in our life. For this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal will judge the people. Will judge the people. To know me, you don't care. To know language, you have 20 teachers. To study math, you have 12 teachers through your life. But to know Allah, to know your Lord, to know the matter of the dunya and akhirah, you just keep it. You want to burst as a Muslim and be like a... No, it's not like this way. Everyone acting with his religion, in the way he acting in his life, in his daily life, in the same logic, he will reach the straight way. He will reach the real religion. He will reach the way to Allah. ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. And this is obligatory in Islam. It's obligatory in Islam. And it is sufficient obligation in a way, and it is individual obligation in another way. It is individual for everyone, for the people around you, for the people you know them, for your people you find them astray. It is your duty to find a wise way. And always I emphasize, in a wise way. You shouldn't do it in unwise way. It should be in a wise way. And it is, as I said, it is individual, and it is also sufficient obligation, as we will see in the ayat about this matter. Allah Azza wa Jal order Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Yusuf, ayah 108. He order him, قل, O Muhammad, say, قل, هذه سبيلي. This is my way. This is my way. This is my way in spreading the truth. This is my way in guiding the people. This is my way to tell the people about the reality in their life and in reality in the next life. قل, O Muhammad, said, هذه سبيلي. This is my way. أدعو إلى الله. أدعو إلى الله. My way is calling to Allah. This is my mission, is calling all humanity to Allah. This is my duty. This is, and as I said, أدعو إلى الله. It is calling for the one creator. It's calling for the one who own everything and control everything. It is not for a party. It is not for a group. It is not for a center. It is not, unfortunately, if we have today people calling, they're calling for themselves. They're calling for their group, for their party, for their... No, it is not. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. This is my way. I call for Allah. أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة. With full perception. With full insight. With clear vision. With a clear vision. I know my way. And the people who follow me. And the way is very clear. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة. أنا ومن اتبعني. I and my followers. So if you consider yourself from the followers of the Prophet, if you consider yourself the person who apply the Sunnah and the person who like the Sunnah of the Prophet, this is the Sunnah of the Prophet. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. This is my way. Invite to Allah with insight, I and those who follow me. I and those. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا من المشركين. And I am not the one who associate partner with Allah. Pure is Allah. Pure, subhanallah. Exalted is Allah, subhanallah. And I am not of those who associate others with Allah, who associate other with him. So for this reason, this ayat give us how the straight way is one way. How As-Sirat Mustaqim is one way. When, why this ayat coming now? This is the meaning of what Allah asked and ordered the Prophet after, at the end of the ayat about Ibrahim. ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. And then we reveal to you, أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Follow the faith of Ibrahim. Follow the way of Ibrahim. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So what is the way of Ibrahim? What is the faith of Ibrahim? Ibrahim was a nation in his calling to Allah. For this reason, Allah make it clear to everyone that this is the way of the Prophet Ibrahim. The people who follow Ibrahim, who love Ibrahim, who believe in Ibrahim, this is the way. And this is the way Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spread it all over the world. All over the world. For this reason, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. We didn't send you except witness and the one who give good news and the one who warn. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. And you are the caller to Allah by his permission and you are the wonderful Lamb. You are the wonderful Sun. You are the Nur who Allah spreaded through you to all humanity. So this is the Prophet, and this is how the Prophet follow the way of Ibrahim and follow the faith of Ibrahim. And you know the stories about Ibrahim, how he called his people and how he advised his people and how he asked them not to worship the idols, not to worship anything instead of Allah. And this is the point. 5,000 years ago, from Adam alayhi salam, and now, and to the end of the life, calling to the unity of the God. La ilaha illallah. This is the way of Allah. This is the way of all the Prophet and messengers. This is the sunnah of the Prophet. So Allah told the Prophet, we didn't send you except in mercy to all humanity, to all the worlds. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So also Allah Azza wa Jal asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remind the people, remember them. But so he told him, فَذَكِّرْ وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And keep reminding, because reminding benefits to the believers. Keep reminding. You said, okay, I told them to do this, but no one accept. Okay, you should keep reminding them, reminding the people in a nice way, in a wise way, until Allah open the eye of their heart to the truth. For calling to Allah, there are many important rules. We cannot go through all of them, but we will try some of them. The first rule is to taking in your account the age of the invited person. What his age? And you know, every age has characteristic. Every age has way of thinking. Every age, there is something important in their life. If you are talking to person who is 60, it is not like if you are talking to person, he is 20. So it is very important to take in account the age of the invited person. Second, also you have to take in your account the culture and the educational level. If he is a doctor, if he is businessman, if he is engineer, you have to talk in him in scientific language. But if he is simple person, you have to take in your consideration, you have to take in your account the level of the person you are dealing with, his culture level, his educational level. And the third rule about the people who you calling them, you have to see and search the obstacles, the problem they have, the obstacles they have. And this is very important. And to guide them how the way of Allah will help them to get rid of these obstacles, to get rid of these difficulties, to end this difficulty and obstacles. Also, there is some rule, and this rule should be with the person who called to Allah. The person who called to Allah should prepare himself at least for accepted level. First of all, he should start with himself. He should start with himself. Before I ask you, I have to start with myself. I have to start. I have to try. I have to do my best. And then I ask people to do. There is a story. One time, there is a father, and his son has diabetes. And the doctor don't want the son to eat sugar. And the father keeps saying to him, don't eat sugar, don't eat sugar. But the son keep eating sugar. For this reason, he has a friend, and he complained to him. And he asked him, you know what? My son didn't listen to me. I asked him not to eat sugar, and it is very dangerous to him. His friend said, okay, I will solve it. And after 2 weeks, he come to the son of his friend and told him, please don't eat sugar. And the son didn't eat. What? The father looked to him. What did you do? What did you do to him? How he accept from you? He said, I just prevent myself 2 weeks from eating sugar. So when I told them, I affected him by my feeling, because I know the feeling. I know what is going on. I know what is the problem. So he accept from me. So for this reason, it is very important when you try to tell the people to try and start by yourself. Someone said, oh, Sheikh, should I end all the religion and then call the... No. The lecture you take, the درس you take, the meeting you have, the knowledge you have, this is start with this. If someone would like to make a business, he should have a lot of money until... No, he start with the amount of money he has. And he start with this amount with money. And also, this is the way in calling to Allah. But you try to increase your knowledge. You try to increase your iman. You try to increase your nur. And maybe you will fail for second, but at the end, Allah will help you to succeed. So it is very important for the person who calling to Allah to start by himself. Second, also, the calling to Allah need a role model. The role models is very important. And alhamdulillah, we have the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is the role models in everything. His morals was the Quran. But also, we should be on the way of the Prophet. And as I said always, if you take a cup of the ocean and send it to the lab to analyze it, they will give you that in this cup, there is the same minerals, the same salt, the same of the ocean. But this is a cup. For this reason, we have to be acting like the Prophet, but according to our level, according to our amount, but not the Prophet in his side and I am in the other side. The Prophet calling in wisdom, I calling with unwise way. The Prophet calling with the good preaching and good teachings, and I call in a bad. No, we have to be in the same way. Of course, not in the same capacity, but in the same way, the same quality. For this reason, this role models is very important. The third thing is to make personal relationship with the people you call to Allah. It's not you are just coming to teach. No, it's very good to have personal relation. Invite them, invite you to have dinner together, talking, have a picnic, do something like this. All of these will help the people to accept. Of course, in our life, doing a picnic, inviting people for food, all of these was our way to call people to Allah and to invite people to the way of Allah. And also, it is very important to talk the people in the way they will understand it. Don't go to the unseen thing. The people start with the unseen. No, don't start with the unseen. Start with the clear ayat. Reflect that Allah exists. Start with the sun in the middle of the day. Don't start with the hidden things. This is will not be a wise. It will not be a wise way. So the personal relationship, the talking in clear way and in a way that the people will understand. And also, you have to care about the priorities. What is your first priority? My first priority for any person to believe that Allah is exist and it is the only one. Follow stop. This is the first thing. Oh, Sheikh, he drink wine. Oh, Sheikh, he didn't pray. Oh, no one will be complete in his religion from the first point. The people of the Prophet, 13 years in Mecca. The wine not prohibited. The prayer not yet. Fasting, there is no fasting yet. Ramadan, pilgrimage, hijab, all of these not exist from the beginning. 12, 13 years. Some teaching coming after 17 years. Can you imagine these people in desert? They are not in New York or in Washington or in Chicago or for this season. I don't say this is halal. Don't misunderstand me. What is halal is clear. What is haram is clear. But we have to go step by step. Some people don't want them to become Muslim because they drink wine. Who said that drinking wine is conditioned to be Muslim? First thing, and I said, Sheikh, he will not accept from me except La ilaha illallah. And he believe in Allah and believe that there is no God but Allah. This is very good step. Very good step. In this way, we can succeed. And you will see this person. If you act him in this way, maybe after 1 year will be better than us, better than you, better than the people, you know. But to do it in a good way, the young children, from the first day, we let him eat biryani and eat shawarma and eat. Of course not. We give him milk for 1 year, for 2 years, until his stomach is strong. Now we give him some other food, but step by step, in everything. This is the wisdom. This is the wisdom. Aisha, radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet, said, if from the beginning the orders come to us, don't drink wine, don't make this, don't be, they said, we cannot do it. We cannot do it. When I asked some new Muslim, you have to do this and this and this, he said, I cannot do it. I cannot do it. So we have to be wise, step by step. First step, believe in Allah, believe in Akhirah, believe that there is day of judgment. He will come to you and ask you, what should I do? What is halal? What is haram? So priorities. And also we have to know that calling to Allah is one of the best khayr you can do. Allah said in Surah Fussilat, ayah number 33, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who is better than one who called to Allah? Who better than this person? So this is the mission of the Prophet and messengers. This is the act of the Prophet of messenger. And if someone did this, he is acting like a Prophet and messengers. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who called to Allah. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And he act righteously. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And says, I am one of those who submit themselves to Allah. MashaAllah. This is very great thing. Anyone would like his son to be in it. Anyone would like his daughter to be in it. But some people want their son to be Ismail. And he is Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab. No. If you want your son to be on the way of Ismail, you have to be on the way of Ibrahim. But I am on the way of Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, but I want my son to be Ismail. That will not be. That will not be. The fruit will be from the tree, and the fruit will be the same as the tree. You cannot have the fruit different from the tree. If you want your son to be on the way of Ibrahim, you have of Ismail, you have to be on the way of Ibrahim. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah guide the person through you, guide him to unity of Allah, guide him to the word of, to believe in this. If Allah guide one through you, it is better than all the earth. خَيْرٌ مِمَّا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ وَغَرَبَتْ. Better than all the earth. Can you imagine if someone owned all the earth? If Allah guide a person through you, man, woman, young, youth, guide a person through you, it is better than all the wealth in the earth. So this is our project for today, for tomorrow, for next year, for the entire life, for the end of my life. If someone told him, you will win the lottery, you will win. He keep buying. He keep, because he is sure at the end he will win with this. Believe me, this calling to Allah is more important than winning the lottery. And if the people knows this, all of them will try their best. But you have to ask Allah, Rabbi shrah li sadri. Oh Allah, expand my chest. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. And make it easy to me. وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي. And help me to understand me. Help me, help my language, help my way in talking to penetrate their heart, to access to their soul, to accept my teaching, to accept my helping to them. So in this way, if Allah guide person through you, it's better to you than all the earth. Ramadan is coming. Ramadan is coming. And the Satan will seize. And Ramadan is the time to call people to Allah. It is the time to help people know about your religion, about your amazing system in Ramadan. There is no party. There is no... Give this 1 month of sacrificing, of fasting, of discipline, of giving charity, of praying. It's amazing system. Ramadan is the time of calling to Allah. Start with asking Allah help, with making dua. No, Shaykh, it is very difficult. I cannot do it. No, this is the whispering of Satan. All your life, you cannot guide one person? Impossible. Impossible. Try to do your best. And if I didn't do it, may Allah accept your niyyah. Allah watching you. This person spending his life in calling to Allah. Ibrahim, who is nation, who is, no one follow him. No one follow him from his people. But he was a nation in his acting, in his niyyah, in his work, in his calling to Allah. So you have the way of Ibrahim. You have the way of Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad called nation, and they enter and believe in the unity of God and submit themselves to Allah. May Allah Azza wa Jal help of us all to call to His way. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us to make this ayat reality in our action, reality in our life. It doesn't matter if you are male or female. It doesn't matter if you are young or old. It is obligatory for everyone. May Allah give you khair and afiyah. May Allah accept from all of you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Al-Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أعنا على دوام ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ولا تجعلنا يا إلهنا يا مولانا من الغافلين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الفاتحة